that we prepare for those situations anyway, but it's just more physical reps during the week and getting more of a situation. Now you know you're going to be an opportunity to make plays.
Yeah, obviously, you know, you don't want Nick to get hurt, but do you see this as an opportunity for yourself?
Yeah, you know, it's always an opportunity to step up and help the team. You know, it's a misfortune, especially being as close as I am with Nick, but I know he'll battle back through it and hopefully be back with us soon.
When do you find
out? I think earlier today.
Yeah. Kind of devastating for him, too. I mean, he finished a game.
Yeah, it was one of those situations where he felt a little awkward in the game. I went in for a few series and came back out. You know, it shows what kind of competitor he is. He fought through it, you know.
Do you feel like you've gotten better this season? Do you feel like things are starting to click for you?
Yeah, being around a group of guys like Nick, John, and Champ is no way, but you can't get worse. You got to get better, especially with the coaching staff we have. So always, I feel like I'm steadily improving.
Which is that depth, you never want to use your depth. It's great to have it, but you never want to use it. Now you guys are starting to learn. I mean, it's like now you're obviously moving up the depth chart, which makes sense.
Yeah, it's one of those situations. It's unfortunate, but like Coach Shanahan does, he puts us in situations throughout the week to prepare for it, you know, not just this week, but throughout the whole season he's been doing it.
How do you feel now? Like, obviously, you've got to kind of change your mindset going into a Thursday's game. Man.
Well, actually, yeah, it's just more of a physical rest during the week. It's nothing less. Usually every week I prepare to go in there. Now, instead of, you know, hoping to get opportunity, now you know you have opportunity to go help the team make plays.
It's two guys now. I mean, with Sam first and now Nick. I mean, that's a big hit for this defense.
Yeah, but hopefully everybody will just keep going and, you know, step up and keep continuing like Nick and Sam.
And for a guy like you, I mean, this is, they always talk about, you know, seizing the opportunity. And this is going to be a great opportunity for you.
Exactly. I'm going to make the most of it.
Mike is at times said he expects the guy who comes in to not only play as well, but
play better.
Play better.
Exactly.
Heard that.
Exactly. And that's how we put ourselves in those situations every week. That's why I said it's not a huge role. You know, if Phil shoes as Nick, he's a great player. However, you know, during the week, we don't get the physical reps, so mentally, you got to know exactly what he does and even more.
Can you talk about the challenges of not only the short week, but needing a win and having to get it in a very hostile environment that you haven't had a lot of success in the last few years?
Well, we don't look at it from that standpoint. We look at it just as we know we need the next win. We always look at the next win as the hugest win, the best win for us. So it's not one of those situations, you know, with the loss coming off last week, the shorter week helps prepare, get us more prepared, though.
When was the first time that someone asked you what you play that you said safely? I mean, because you obviously had that history of calling.
I think this week might be the first time going into the situation, but like I said, we never know. Anything may happen. I still may go to a different position, so continue to prepare myself mentally.
What was that challenge like, switching positions, you know, trying to adjust to the different responsibilities?
Well, it may have been hard for some guys, but with a group of guys like John, Nick, Champ, they're always in the air, and the coaching staff we have, they've always helped me through it, and, you know, you continue to get better. So I think the transition's made it a lot easier because of the group of guys I'm around.
And what did they help you with specifically? What's the hardest adjustment, you think, from the corner to safety?
Well, one off.
See the whole field.
Well, yeah, seeing the whole field and off the field. I mean, if you watch John and Nick, Champ, they're always attentive in meetings, taking notes, showing me the key things to focus in on and things, you know, that you prepare for and look into the game for.
Well, you never want to get a job because somebody gets injured. How much are you looking forward to this opportunity to get some serious playing time out there?
I'm looking forward to the opportunity because the opportunity to go out there and help the team. Past that, you know, it's a chance for me to play, but, you know, you don't want to see, especially Nick, and being close to I am with Nick. It's unfortunate for him, but hopefully, you know, it's fortunate for me.